Humboldt County Code Enforcement is seeing progress, with almost twice as many cases closed than opened in 2023. But code enforcement staffing has dropped from 13 workers to 8, and there's talk of charging code-breaking property owners for staff and sheriff's deputies' time. At its June 11th meeting, Humboldt's Board of Supervisors fielded the annual code enforcement report covering 2023. The county opened 311 cases, including cannabis cases, in 2023, and closed 549 cases. One of several major cleanups the county did in 2023 was at a property on Salmon Creek Road in Miranda. Solid waste and junk vehicles were cleared from the site, and Supervisor Michelle Bushnell said the community appreciates it. She said Southern Humboldt has many ongoing code enforcement cases, but new ways of doing things, including having code officers work in specific county areas, have led to improvements.
I sometimes get comments and I forward them on to John, but you know, there are a lot of open cases in the Southern Humboldt area that continue to go on for years, and hopefully in the near future we'll be able to close some of those or move on those. And just really appreciate the direction that code enforcement is taking now, and I haven't gotten complaints, and so that's great. And so I really appreciate that whatever is happening new over there, it seems to be working well with the community, even though it's not a great process to go through, but it does seem to be working well with the community, and the people that get abated feel they can work with the abatement department better than they did in the past. So I really appreciate that.
The county's cannabis code enforcers opened 41 cases in 2023. 116 were closed. Code violators are costing the county. The 6 cleanups in 2023 totaled $808,000, and problem properties that constantly demand work are a drain at a time of budget challenges. Supervisor Mike Wilson floated the idea of charging fees based on staff time in addition to penalty fees.
We have code now that allows the Sheriff's Department to charge for their time to respond to, say, like parties and noise nuisances at that level. And so there's some discussion about maybe talking about the appropriateness of making or having property owners be more responsible for their costs to the county, especially in times of tight budgets, that I think that we need to figure out ways to have some of those property owners be more responsible, financially responsible for all the efforts that may be that we're using. We can't be the private security for certain properties over a long period of time.
Supervisor Rex Bone noted that some properties are on their second or third rounds of abatements. He said the county's getting taken to the cleaners on those and asked Planning Director John Ford if changes can be made to address them. Ford said some new strategies are being deployed, including ratcheting up action.
One of the things I do want to say, we are expanding our tool belt and we are using different vehicles to bring about enforcement. And one of the other things that, frankly, we're changing is just the overall approach. Just to be blunt, we're finding that constant pressure on property owners is the way that things get done. You can't just send them a letter and hope that they're going to deal with it. If you're not talking to them almost every day and in their face, it sounds kind of blunt, but that's where the change gets made.
The report describes specific code enforcement challenges, including properties left behind following owner deaths, the drop in staffing, and having to place liens on properties to regain abatement costs. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.